From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an historic visit to Cuba. The White House says President Barack Obama plans to make a two-day visit to Cuba beginning March 21st. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the president will discuss a wide range of issues with Cuban President Raul Castro.
We see it as a means of pushing forward this normalization process, trying to achieve a greater opening between the United States and Cuba commercially, but also supporting and advancing the values that we care about.
Mr. Obama plans to meet with dissidents and raise human rights issues. Republican presidential candidates Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, both of them of Cuban descent, are criticizing the planned trip. Police in Uganda briefly arrested presidential candidate Kizza Besigye after he tried to enter a house that he said was being used for rigging the national elections.
Get him, please!
Arrest me for what? And if you're arresting me, is my home a prison?
Where are you?
If you arrest me,
I'm taking you home.
Besigye was later released and taken to his home. Vote counting is underway in Uganda. The U.S. and Russia will co-chair an initial meeting of a Syria ceasefire task force in Geneva on Friday. The meeting will take place under the auspices of the United Nations. The task force will explore prospects for a long-range ceasefire in Syria. The 17-nation International Syria Support Group devised the plan for the task force during its meeting last week in Munich. The White House says President Barack Obama has started the process of finding a nominee to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. A spokesman said Mr. Obama intends to nominate someone quickly. This is VOA News. The European Union's top migration official says an Austrian plan to limit the daily number of asylum seekers is unlawful. He said imposing a limit on asylum seekers is not compatible with the EU and international law. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker agrees.
I made it perfectly clear during the last month that as a commission we don't like national border controls. I don't follow this general trend for having more and more national border controls. This is happening because we are lacking a European approach. So I will today, as always, advocate the European approach. And as far as Austria is concerned, I have to say that I don't like that decision.
Austria has set up new border crossing points and migrant and refugee quotas. European leaders are holding a two-day summit in Brussels where they are discussing two major issues, the migrant crisis, of course, and the future of Britain's European Union membership. British Prime Minister David Cameron warned Thursday that he is not prepared to make a deal if it isn't a good one for his country.
I'll be battling for Britain. If we can get a good deal, I'll take that deal, but I will not take a deal that doesn't meet what we need. I think it's much more important to get this right than to do anything in a rush. But with goodwill, with hard work, we can get a better deal for Britain.
Most senior European Union leaders expressed confidence that Britain would remain in the EU. Pope Francis says it is acceptable to use artificial contraception in response to the Zika virus, a disease that could cause birth defects. But the Pope maintained the Church's stand against abortion, calling it an absolute evil. Francis made the remarks to reporters en route to Rome following his five-day trip to Mexico. The Pope injected himself into the U.S. presidential race on Thursday. He suggested that Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is not Christian because of his proposal to build a wall along the southern U.S. border with Mexico to keep out illegal migrants. Trump had this reaction.
No leader, especially a religious leader, should have the right to question another man's religion or faith, especially when they feed all sorts of false information into him. They're using the Pope as a pawn, and they should be ashamed of themselves. That's the Mexican government.
The remark by Pope Francis comes just 2 days ahead of a crucial party nominating contest in the state of South Carolina, where political surveys show Trump has a commanding lead over five Republican challengers. Authorities in Ghana say at least 53 people died in a collision between a bus and a truck on a highway north of the capital Wednesday night. It is believed to be one of Ghana's worst road accidents in years. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.